And just like on any other day, after much analysis and debate, we concluded that she was fabulous. He must be scared. He's never met a woman as great as her. He's intimidated, and she should just give him time. But on this day, we had a male consultant in the room, someone who comes in a couple of times a week to give feedback on storylines and gives a great straight male perspective, Greg Berendt. On this day, Greg listened intently to the story and our reactions, and then said to the woman in question,
"Listen, it sounds like he's just not that into you."
We were shocked, appalled, amused, horrified, and above all, intrigued. We sensed immediately that this man might be speaking the truth, a truth that we, in our combined 100 years of dating experience, had never considered, and definitely never considered saying out loud. "Okay, he might have a point," we reluctantly agreed. "But Greg couldn't possibly understand my very busy and complicated possible future husband." Soon we went around the room. Greg, the all-knowing Buddha, listening to story after mixed message story. We had excuses for all these men, from broken dialing fingers to difficult childhoods. In the end, one by one, they were shot down by Greg's powerful silver bullet. Greg made us see, after an enormous amount of effort, that if a sane guy really likes you, there ain't nothing that's going to get in his way. And if he's not sane, why would you want him? He could back it up, too. He had years of playing the field, being the bad boy, being the good boy, and then finally falling in love and marrying a really fantastic woman. A collective epiphany burst forth in the room, and for me in particular. All these years I'd been complaining about men and their mixed messages. Now I saw they weren't mixed messages at all. I was the one that was mixed up. Because the fact was, these men had simply not been that into me. Now, at first glance, it seems that this should have been demoralizing to us. It should have sent us all into a tailspin. Yet the opposite was true. Knowledge is power, and more importantly, knowledge saves us time. I realized from that day forward, I would be spared hours and hours of waiting by the phone, hours and hours of obsessing with my girlfriends, hours and hours of just hoping his mixed messages really meant, "I'm in love with you and want to be with you." Greg reminded us all that we were all beautiful, smart, funny women, and we shouldn't be wasting our time figuring out why a guy isn't calling us. As Greg put it, we shouldn't waste the pretty. It's hard. We're taught that in life, we should try to look on the bright side, to be optimistic. Not in this case. In this case, look on the dark side. Assume rejection first. Assume you're the rule, not the exception. It's intoxicatingly liberating. But we also know it's not an easy concept. Because this is what we do. We go out with someone, we get excited about them, and then they do something that mildly disappoints us. Then they keep doing a lot more things that disappoint us. Then we go into hyper-excuse mode for weeks or possibly months, because the last thing we want to think is that this great man that we are so excited about is in the process of turning into a creep. We try to come up with some explanation for why they're behaving that way. Any explanation, no matter how ridiculous, than the one explanation that's the truth. He's just not that into me. That's why we've included questions from women taken from real situations. They represent the basic excuses we all use that keep us in situations far longer than we should be. So listen, enjoy, and hopefully learn from other women's confusion. And above all, if the guy you're dating doesn't seem to be completely into you, or you feel the need to start figuring him out, please consider the glorious thought that he might just not be that into you. And then free yourself to go find the one that is.
Introduction by Greg.
So I'm sitting in the writer's room at Sex and the City, pondering my good fortune to be the only straight male on the predominantly female writing staff. Actually, I'm just eating a cookie. When the writers begin talking about the guys that they're seeing. This is a common occurrence as it's part of the writing process for a show that explores romantic relationships. It's endlessly fascinating. I know that sounds sarcastic, but I'm being for real. So on this particular day, one of the ladies pipes up with,
"Greg, you're a guy."
She is very observant, this one, for I am indeed a guy. Then she says,
"So I've been seeing this guy. Well, I think I have."